Hi, friends. Thank you for listening to From the Fryer. This is Ellie.
And this is Leon. Thank you so much for joining us on an episode of 90 Day Fiancé, The Other Way.
Yes, today we'll be talking about The Other Way, Season 3, Episode 13, Don't Overthink It. A lot of these people should think more. They're not thinking enough.
Yeah, they're kind of
underthinking,
if
you will.
Underthinking and stuck in some situations that they shouldn't be in.
But before we get into that, I have Thanksgiving questions.
Yeah, it's almost Thanksgiving. Happy almost Thanksgiving, everyone.
I only have to bring a side dish and I'm stressed out.
If you're listening to this podcast and you haven't made it to the grocery store, already too late.
Oh my God, can you just Amazon Prime all your groceries? Can you prime a turkey?
You know what?
I take this back.
You know what I should do? Monday and Tuesday, I should try to prime food stuff and see what the window is. Yeah, what that time is.
Okay, no, I just thought of something. It's not too late. Just go to Popeyes. They have turkeys, and I bet they're so good. And just get your sides there.
Do you think you have to order them ahead of time? Or can you just be like, yo, I need a turkey?
Probably ahead of time, but you can probably order it even up until this week.
They're just fried turkeys, right?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. So good.
So fucking good.
I assume they're fried,
right? Imagine they dedicate like one whole fryer in there, like just to dump a turkey in there.
Wait. They can't be like fried and frozen, right? Or are they? Then you throw it in your oven. Is that the whole thing? Because they're not fresh fried. You don't pick them up warm, for sure.
You think so?
There's no way you pick them up fresh.
Hmm.
Mm. If you work at Popeyes, hit me up.
Something I saw on Twitter from someone I follow. They're from New Hampshire. There was a huge line of people at a farm. And I didn't realize. So this is me just being like a city person. They're picking up fresh turkeys. Never frozen.
Wait.
From a farm.
Killed or alive?
Killed.
Oh. I was like, I don't want to kill my own turkey.
And I was thinking, wow, yeah, I'm just so used to go to the grocery store and it's frozen.
Wow.
And yeah, you can just get
amazing.
Can you imagine?
I bet you don't have to defrost it or anything.
I bet you it tastes different.
Oh, I'm sure it's significantly better.
Yeah.
But last night you told me turkey's overrated. Do you stick with that?
Yep.
I can't argue it too much. Okay. There's a big Twitter debate right now about turkey versus duck, but I haven't had much duck, so I can't get into this.
I can't even speak to that because I don't know. I think I've had duck wings before, but not at the point that I could construct a valid.
No, I've had it like once and I don't.
Or anything.
No, same.
I asked you a couple questions of like things that were underrated, overrated.
And I couldn't even give you an answer because one of them was mashed potatoes and that's one of my favorite foods ever. Like potato anything.
I think it's underrated. It doesn't give enough love. It needs more love.
But what would you want more done? Because potatoes...
Not more done, just...
Do you want more of it?
We need to appreciate...
But potatoes are every meal. Like, not every meal. I mean, everyone has mashed potatoes. So how'd you up it? Do you just want more of it? Do you just want different variations?
I would just like a moment and together to just appreciate the potato.
Oh, wow. That's okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Thank you for this food, specifically the mashed potatoes. That's what you're looking for, the prayer.
Yep.
Okay, I see.
Yep.
Cranberry sauce.
Overrated.
What? It's your only acid in the food. If you're talking about salt, fat, acid, heat, shout out Samin.
Mm.
It's your only acid for this meal. It makes it.
Mm. I don't even put it on my plate. Could live
without
it.
Wow, I actually never noticed that. Been with you a long time. Well, then I guess my next question is not valid for you, because I was going to say canned jellied cranberries. Cranberry sauce?
Overrated.
Hell no. Or like fresh made. I'm a weirdo. Give me the can. I think it's just because I've always had it that way. And I've only had fresh like twice. And I was like, the can's fine.
Chocolate pies? Overrated.
Okay. You're a liar. Chocolate pies are great. But I don't think they necessarily need to be at Thanksgiving. I just like a chocolate pie.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Mike from
I'm sure a lot of, Squim. But then a lot of people would say, you know, the pecan pie Thanksgiving is overrated.
I don't think that's overrated at all.
No?
No, pecan pie is really high up there. Like, I think it's up there with pumpkin for people.
So it's correctly rated or like, what would you see pecan pie as and just over, like?
I think it's correctly rated.
Okay.
And then we all love pumpkin pie, so.
Yep.
Hmm.
There's a sad soul out there that hates pumpkin.
I know.
What other foods are we talking about?
Stuffing. You said overrated. I love stuffing.
I think it's overrated. I think...
What do you like at Thanksgiving?
The mashed potatoes. Mac.
Dude, people underrated. Do not love my mac.
I love the mac. If you put also bacon on that mac...
Oh, yeah.
It makes it even
delicious.
Better.
I need a better mac recipe. Also, okay, maybe I don't, because the adults eat it, but the kids in my family do not like baked mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's
is that a general kid thing? Because I have friends' kids that also will not eat baked mac.
Maybe they're just they only want the fake mac.
Maybe. So like the real cheeses and it being all delicious is too much. What else is out there? Oh, you also don't like yams or sweet potatoes or anything like that.
I'm just weird. I realize as we keep going down this discussion, people are going to be like, we can't trust this guy's opinion.
Taste buds on it. Like,
it's fucking stupid.
We went to the store this weekend to buy things for Thanksgiving. And I realized at one point, because I still don't know what I'm making as my one to two side dishes, I was just buying things I think I would generally need. Like, I panic bought 3 squash and a bunch of butter and cream cheese and things to make pie, but I'm not bringing pie. This is if I need a panic, like we get invited somewhere, I will have these pies. Like, I'm gonna make them, but I'm not taking them to mine. Is that weird? Probably.
No, and honestly, I bet you if you have extra side dishes, it could come in clutch. Only
that's what I'm saying.
Obviously, you can leave them, you know, you could have them at home for your own thing, yeah. But yeah, if you get invited somewhere just randomly.
We always get last minute invited.
Or just buy a shit ton of wine bottles.
We actually did that.
And no matter what, you'll just have something to bring.
We bought 5 bottles of wine, I think, and we already got invited somewhere and took a bottle of wine. So it's already working out good. Like, for some reason, I feel like I have no idea what people eat on Thanksgiving now that I'm pressured to bring a side.
Nah, you just know what people will like. You're confused. Well, yeah. You're stuck on, like, will they like this?
You already claimed the cornbread.
Can you just bring fried chicken?
No, I don't think you can bring more bird.
It's like a side of fried chicken.
I don't think you can.
From Popeyes. And it all comes around.
Give me your opinions on cranberry sauce. I want to know. Listeners, are you a jellied family?
Do you think a fire sweet tea would pair well with Thanksgiving?
I mean, I feel like sweet tea is good with anything.
Yeah. What about Popeye sweet tea?
Like the gallons of
it?
Yeah. You could.
That would be it's so not a fucking side, good. Though. With all that food, that would be fucking fire.
I think that would just push me over. Coma.
I'm taking a nap.
I mean, I guess.
That was what I was going to mention. I need to YouTube how to carve a turkey again.
You did? Okay. Leon carved his first turkey last year, and it was actually super nice and done really well. So do that again. That was great. Like, the skin was really nice, and you portioned everything.
Very good. I got to make sure that I have a really good knife, I think.
Yeah.
Like a sharp knife.
We can bring some. Okay, enough turkey talk. I think we should just jump in because this was a really long intro about food. Yeah. I could talk forever about food. We should just do a food episode on like those weeks that we don't have anything to cover.
Talk about food adventures.
Let me talk about why Popeyes is my favorite fast food restaurant. Why you're McDonald's for life.
I'm a McDonald's stan.
Okay, we'll think about it. Thanks for sticking with us. Do you want to go in show order? I think we should.
Yeah,
it's actually a good order.
Yeah.
All right, Alina and Steven. Wait, can I just say something about the episode?
Sure.
Okay, so the way I normally do it is I do kind of a really detailed recap, but I think I'm going to try to stick with overall themes from now on because I feel like most people that listen to the podcast watch the show, and so I don't want to bore people or waste time going over something that we all saw. So I would like to kind of go more theme, big picture type topics.
Yeah, that sounds good with me. I think, you know, if folks are tuning in, I obviously thank you for tuning in, but they probably more would like to hear our discussion or our opinions
on things. I think so, versus my recap.
Mm-hmm.
All right, jumping into Alina and Steven. When he is asking her about every single paper in that folder, I would immediately just hand the folder over. I was annoyed immediately.
I'm curious why he just wouldn't check that stuff before. And somebody put the folder together initially. I'm guessing it was him, but maybe he's freaking out. You know, when you're last minute, like, I've been staring at this folder so long, I need a different pair of eyes to look at it.
Maybe. I mean, hey, it is important. When they're in the car on the way to, what would you call this? So they're going to go apply for the marriage license, kind of?
Because it's not a lawyer. It's almost like an officiant.
Exactly. Like a government building of some sort. Oh my God. What is it called?
Probably where everyone does their interviews and shit.
I guess. It's just like the county office.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
I could not stand that he had her head awkwardly in his hand.
He was trying
to
awkwardly.
She moved it.
He was trying to awkwardly pet her head.
Like, be loving, but also say not loving things at the same time. He said, even though it's happening so fast, we're still doing it, which is kind of stupid, but that's kind of what love is all about. Being dumb sometimes. And she's like, please stop touching me. And then he just keeps touching her.
Steven is really interesting. Like, he always has to make things really awkward.
Yes, it makes, like, every scene there's something he does that makes me cringe.
Every time he's in a car, seen him eat. He's always eating.
Why does it have to be in the car?
I don't know.
Like, if he has to eat all the time, fine. But it's always in the car.
I'm curious of, like, how long these car rides are. Why, like, what stopped him from eating an apple? I'm bitching about everything he does now. But why don't you just fucking eat before you left? How long is this fucking car ride? Is it fucking 10 minutes?
It's not enough food.
Anyways, I like how the taxi driver is doing that stupid mask thing where you have it, like, just below your nose, which defeats the purpose.
We saw that multiple times this episode, but between couples.
Mm-hmm. No, but I like that when they got there, they had a translator that, hey, that's good.
Yeah, that's
because nice. It looks like the gentleman who was validating their paperwork had no lick of English. No. So that's
And I didn't think really Russian good. Either.
Yeah, so very helpful. Oh, you can see, like, it's almost like Steven is, he has to fidget or something. And he's like, are you getting hot? Nervous. Are you getting hot? I'm getting hot. Can I take off this sweater?
She's like, no.
Just calm the fuck down and wait a second.
But they get the approval. They're good to go. The wedding is in 2 days. That's you know what's so fast. What's up?
They asked what the soonest date was, but then they're freaking out when they get the soonest date.
I'm like, well, because then it's official.
I just thought, whew, they're like, whew, 2 days to plan a wedding. I mean, you could have also just said, hey, can we get a Thursday date? Can we get a Friday date? They said they had like 17 days.
Got to make sure it's all good to go. Just get it over with. Make sure the paper is filed. Later on, we see Alina talking to her mom, and she is so right, and I wish Alina would just listen to her. Her mom's great.
Her mom's trying to do anything she can to make her stop this.
She should have made her come home when she went there.
Yeah, I think our faith in Steven is pretty much nothing.
Yeah, I can't trust anything he says at all, and I can't believe Alina can trust him.
It's
interesting. He's gone back on everything he said.
Well, it's interesting how she's holding on to that fairy tale.
She wants the fairy tale so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Alina's mom says, today he breaks the law of religion. Tomorrow he will break the law of marriage. And I fully agree with that. When I say I can't trust him, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You need her to be baptized and you want her word even on a signed piece of paper that she's going to get baptized and follow all of these commandments, but he doesn't. So you both are supposed to follow these laws of marriage and the rules of marriage, and he definitely will not.
I like how Steven has the balls to say, we're doing this and that, we're still not baptized. I was like, yeah, she's not fucking baptized, bro, so you're breaking all these fucking commandments of your church.
So it doesn't matter.
Calm the fuck down, dude.
Yeah. She is still better in the eyes, in my opinion, of the Mormon church than you are a baptized, fully committed person just breaking commandments.
Interesting that they found a Russian wedding planner.
Interesting of that, and also super interesting that they're even able to find a dress 2 days before in an actual wedding shop. Because usually, I mean, you're buying off the rack at that point.
I'm really curious what their wedding would look like, because they're sort of both building it up like, oh my gosh, one day to plan a wedding. The wedding planner's freaking out. But
isn't it just a court wedding?
It's just them two. What all are you planning?
That's true.
That had me confused of what are they going to do.
Okay, this brings up a good point. Who's paying for all this?
She did say she wants a pretty location, so they're either going to take some kind of officiant somewhere in a nice location.
Oh, maybe. Or, well, no, that's right. Okay. So they probably will have it outside, maybe at the beach or overlooking the beach, which would be beautiful. But who's paying for all this?
I don't know. I don't know.
She couldn't have made a lot in her job before, right?
I mean, I don't know how much the show does in these kind of situations. Because they're essentially setting up a scene for the show.
So maybe they pay a part of it?
It could be.
Okay.
Maybe they pay a lot of it.
I feel like they've been there a long time, and these apartments can't be cheap.
It almost sounds like, well, in some couples we know, they jump a pretty substantial amount of time.
Yes, I want to talk about our next couple.
I'm curious if crews are still there. There's just nothing being captured. Like, nothing's going on. Or if they leave and then come back when they kind of know, like, oh, you're almost going to have some kind of appointment. We'll come back and film.
Maybe.
Like, Steven and Alina, seems like they jumped a fairly long time after Alina's mom left.
Yeah.
I was curious of, like, do they still follow them around? Mm-hmm. Or do they sort of break and then just come back when they're more towards their marriage
date?
Probably
break, right? Because what are you doing?
I would think so, because that would seem like a lot of wasted time filming.
Yeah. Anything else with them?
No, but pretty surprised they're getting there, getting to the finish line.
I was hoping Alina would just go home. They looked so young in this office. They look like babies.
I mean, she really is.
She's very young. He just acts and looks very young.
I just don't know. Alina, just go home. He's just going to be super awkward. I don't know.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about the next time on. We'll save that. All right. Talking about awkward. Moving on to Ari and Benny. This is what I wanted to talk about with the time jump. Why did they jump 2 months? I feel like we saw 2 days and then now it's 2 months later. I feel like if you wanted drama for the show or details about them working on the relationship, wouldn't you film?
I'm curious if they were speaking more of how they've been the last 2 months, because it seems like...
No, they said it's been 2 months and my mom left a few weeks ago.
No. What I mean is that whole concept of viewing them sort of rebuilding their relationship versus, hey, it's been 2 months and we've worked things out. We're going to go on a camel ride and now we're happy. Come to the U.S. I'm like, I feel like there's a lot missing there of how you rekindled your love or worked on your relationship.
Part of the story is missing, in my opinion.
Maybe they're just like, we need to hurry up and get this out.
We need to go to Alina and Steven.
We need to cut some of this. We need to do a time.
I mean, maybe there was really nothing there.
Some things I didn't like. Ari kind of mentions to Benny, she's basically strong arming him to just, you're going to go wherever I am or else you're not going to see your kid.
Yeah. We're not going to be a family.
I mean, what if he just said, yeah, I'm not down to live in America. Let's just work out a custody battle. Well, she would totally, her family, I can see, would flip on Benny so fast to keep that kid away from him.
You think so?
They would not let that kid go back.
I feel like they would allow a visitation.
What I'm saying is, it would not be a fair split of
in an international thing. It never would. What would he get, 2 weeks?
It's sad, but...
He has to, if he wants to keep his family, he has to go to the U.S. There's really no other option.
Right.
He can... I mean, I don't really see them building a life in Kenya. There's no tie there.
I feel like that's such bullshit that... I mean, I know it's her choice and stuff to, probably have the kid wherever she's comfortable, but I feel like he's been missing out on these things from his family because she always feels like she has to go back.
I mean,
That's kind of a bummer.
Well, now that can be solved because he'll just go to the U.S., I guess. For now.
I also... so many couples we follow, they're always pretty happy going to the U.S. It feels like the other way... I mean, obviously, it's the other way, so this is a rare mix of couples where they don't want to live in America.
I mean, she does.
Or like Evelyn. No, I'm talking about the individual that's not from America. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like Evelyn's like, yeah, I'm fucking out. Like this place
yeah,
sucks.
We'll definitely talk about that.
Or Benny, he's like, I love where I live. I don't want to move. Well, I have friends and family here. Like, well, everyone else can say the same thing, right? But usually they want to come to the U.S. And in this case, they're like, nah, I like
I appreciate the different view in that.
I mean, even Steven and Alina, isn't the plan for them to go to Russia? It's not even to, they're not going to come to the U.S. Mm-hmm. At least that's not the plan now.
That's not the plan.
The current plan until it gets switched and then they go to America. But, we'll see in the future.
We see later in the episode that Benny's interview is in 19 days. So this is a lot faster than Ari really expected. I mean, you go from not hearing anything for a year and then all of a sudden, okay, in 19 days, he needs to be in Ethiopia. She also needs to be there. And she never planned on going back. She said it bluntly. I'm never going
back. Does she have to be there?
They said it looked better.
Gotcha.
Not only that, but they have to quarantine for 2 weeks prior to being let into the government office. So they need to go now.
I don't think they have to quarantine. I think they just can't have travel on their record for the past 14 days.
Yeah, so they need to get there. But how so?
I thought that just meant for your travel. You shouldn't have traveled the past 14. You can be in that country, but you just can't have travel outside of the country. Not you actually have to quarantine.
No, they said you can't go into the building unless you're basically in Ethiopia for 14 days.
Interesting.
Yes. Hmm. So that's why she's freaking out that they have to go this week.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty stressful for her.
Considering she said she's never going to go back.
Do you think she has a weird view on that of how people view her in Ethiopia?
I think there's a lot of shame in this.
I think she's making it out.
No, let's say, we talk how we don't think Benny really cheated all the way, but there were things going on in the home that, maybe isn't the best. But what I'm saying is, I think it's
But really... why does she think that's on her? Wouldn't that be on him?
That's not how society views it. Society's going to be like, oh, you're a dumbass. You stayed with this dude that was with other women. And here you are coming back.
I just didn't see it that way, but hey.
Yeah. No, I'm
cool to be wrong.
You look like you allow people to walk on you, and you just keep coming back. So I do see that, but I think she needs to go for this interview and make it happen. Lay low if that makes you feel better.
I don't know. The next time on, they kind of preview like she's adamant about not going, but I'm assuming she's going to end up going anyways.
Yeah, I think she will to not give up this opportunity.
Mm.
Ellie and Victor. So on this episode, no time jump at all.
No,
we're right back where we were.
Still in the fight. Still in the fight.
We're drunk, we're hot, we're sweaty, and we're fighting.
There was some fucking passion on this fight. There's fucking cigarettes flowing, they got booze. Fucking opinions are getting thrown around, assumptions to some extent.
Assuming?
Well. Yo, Victor was hot. Hot, hot. I watched the episode in a really weird way, but when I rewatched the first part, I was thinking, how in the fuck do you repair this? This shit is over. There's no fucking way you keep it going. Like, old girl's gonna stay with the production team. She's bouncing in the first, the first boat out of there.
Did you find it interesting that the production team kind of said, are you guys gonna be okay? Like, they had to break in and
I'm sure they probably asked that for every time it's sort of about the time for them to leave.
Yeah, but it's on the show. Like, they didn't care about filming at that point. Like, it was for, I think, safety, honestly. She says she was just asking normal adult questions. Do you agree with that? Or was the way the questions were asked what tipped this off?
It's the way they were asked.
I agree. I don't think the questions were out of line at all. How are we going to make money? Tourism is a big part of that. Yes. But I think the way and maybe the facial expressions or the eye rolling, things like that, I think that's probably what contributed. I don't want to say it caused it.
I think if you approach the conversation in a sort of a calming demeanor and like, hey, let me try to express this to you. Let's think through this. I think it's totally different.
Because it even got so childish at one point.
Or you're like scoffing at, people when they're responding. Like,
yeah, that's not good. It's fueling it.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I said they sounded like children because I kept saying, that's what you're worried about. No, that's what you're worried about. No, that's what you're worried about. And I was like, stop.
What are your thoughts on the actual, talking points about their argument?
So a big talking point was tourism. And I agree with Ellie.
I totally agree with her as well.
Like, you need to have the tourists there. Like, yes, it's totally fine to have a local spot, but you're not going to make the amount of money that maybe you guys anticipated by not having tourism.
I didn't like how Victor, I'm assuming for the past 10 years, he's been making his money from tourism.
Yes, he worked at the bar and that's how they met.
So I get that he was surviving before the tourism sort of, kicked off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for the past 10 years, his income has primarily been around tourism, so your life is going to be impacted. So
that's also how
whatever you were doing before, you might have to either relearn those skills or start that back up. But I don't know, after a storm like that, what industry or opportunity is really available unless you're sort of helping to rebuild the community.
Which I get that, local people want to go out for a drink. They want to have a night off, especially, in such a stressful time, to have something that isn't just constantly around rebuilding. That's probably really nice, but you're not going to make a lot of money.
I really didn't like how he was kind of showing a little bit of a lack of appreciation for her sending him money.
Yes. No, like, I agree.
That was kind of odd. And then he threw in the car or bike thing. Another thing, when he mentioned I was, surviving before you or whatnot, I'm like, yeah, I get that. I get that you could survive, but when you're together and you want to start a new life with someone, your thoughts probably aren't surviving. You're trying to thrive with this person.
Exactly. To bring up the car thing, he said, if you sent me so much money, I would have a bike or a car.
And then Ellie just rolls her eyes hard as fuck. And I was with her. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about,
dude? What does that even mean? So he's trying to downplay the amount that he has sent her.
Dude, whether someone has given you $1,000, $10,000, it's a lot of fucking money, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Do you think Victor really believes that she only cares about money, or is he saying this to kind of protect his ego?
I don't think...
Because I think that's where a lot of this is coming from, honestly, is ego. A bit on both sides. I mean, a lot, I
don't
want to say Ellie's blameless, but she plays a role in this, but I think the bigger role is Victor, is what I'm trying to say.
Maybe it's the way their personalities are, but they wouldn't back down.
Yes, and I think that's what was so hard. I think last episode I talked about how neither one of them were going to concede. And that's what is just fueling it and fueling it. They don't fight well.
No.
You know how there's not. Fights always suck, but there should be, I don't know, there should be a method to it, I guess. There's something that someone wants to get across. There's a way someone wants to respond. And I think there's a way to do that that isn't necessarily fueling the other person. But they go on the attack. And that's why it kind of makes the other person go up a notch, go up a notch. Do you think Victor would have gotten more angry and possibly out of control if the cameras were not around?
I don't think so.
Do you know about the domestic violence charge he has on him?
No.
Yes. So that was in the back of my mind during this whole fight. Is he already has a DV charge.
My God, you sound so professional.
Sorry.
DV charge.
So it worries me.
No, I don't.
I like to say not, but I'm just saying it was in the back of my head. But I would like to say not. I don't know, though. Just saying. I don't know. Ellie asks in her interview, was I that desperate? No, I thought I was in love.
I think she just has a lot of thoughts and emotions going through her mind. And just she's probably wrestling with like, man, did I really fuck up? Like, what am I doing
here? I think she did. Also, I keep saying this. She did not sell the pizza shop to Dylan.
No.
That Dylan took it over for 2 weeks.
We'd never believe that.
No. And she didn't sell her apartment. She didn't sell the business. She's fine. Girl, just go home. You're fine. Go home to your life. Live your life happily. Someone will come around. I promise. Victor is not the only one for you. I don't think he's the one. The next day, it's awkward. They cool down. No one's drunk.
I wonder where everybody slept.
Yes. Did they sleep in the tent or did she sleep in the tent and he slept in the remains of the kitchen?
I don't know, but when we got an outer view of the home, it still looks like pretty fucked up.
Yeah, man. It's really messed up.
I can kind of see why they're living in the tent. Like, there's no roof, I don't think. I think it's
still just that's like why the tent, was there. They take a walk on the beach to talk about everything that happened. I just saw the makeup happening too fast. In my notes, I said, nah, Ellie, you don't need to move on from this argument. You need to move on from this man.
It blows me away how fast people are to forgive.
Am I just that petty? Like, I know I'm pretty petty, but I do take a little bit to forgive. After a fight like that.
It seemed like that fight was pretty late at night. And then just that day, not only do you essentially get over that huge argument.
Yeah.
But then Victor proposes.
That's what I'm not getting. Because thankfully me and you, we don't have a lot of big blowups. Like, we'll have little spats, but nothing that big. So, like, I can't imagine getting into this huge argument that affects the fate of our relationship. And the next day, it's just like, that's cool. We both agree to change. And then that's it? Am I hanging on to things too much? Like, I'm angry for her.
No, I mean, if you get into an argument to a point of you're questioning
whether the dude is saying, I'm done. Like, I'm giving you all this money back and we're done.
But then tomorrow I'm going to propose?
Yeah, that's okay. Way too much. I'm not trusting that. So like you said, they're walking on the beach. And do you think Victor really had an engagement ring and it got swept away by the hurricane?
No.
Me neither. So he proposes with a beautiful shell. It is a beautiful shell.
Yeah. The shell was cool, though.
The shell was cool. I'm not going to say it's not.
Forever.
That's true. I guess you could put it on the shelf and be like, I was proposed to with this. It's a cute memento of the day he proposed.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't give him shit. I just don't think the proposal should happen, and I don't think she should say yes.
Yeah.
Because he also wants another kid. We aren't even talking about that. They just kind of agreed to not be mad at each other, but truly, what caused this massive fight?
Right.
Nothing's resolved. Still need to talk about money. We still need to talk about the bar. We still need to talk about kids. We still need to talk about how we're going to feed and clothe that child.
And then Ellie's thinking, I don't even know if I can have kids.
Yeah, but he desperately wants one. So, another one. So, again, nothing's resolved. But they're good, and they're engaged now. She also says, I wouldn't want to marry you last night. Then don't marry him today.
Yeah, you should probably have a good track record going to marry someone for life, you know?
More than a couple hours.
Yeah, not just, oh, he just apologized for me. Apologized to me, I'll say yes. That's,
yep.
I don't know. I don't even know if I hope it works out for this. I don't know.
I think I just want Ellie to go home, come back to the Northwest. We'll get a beer with her.
That'd be cool. I hit up her pizza shop.
That would be cool.
I gotta find out what that's called.
We are going to Seattle soon. I'm just saying we could pop in. Yeah, let's see if she's there. Let's see if Dylan's there.
It's open. Yeah.
Oh my God, this might be a thing I do while you're doing your stuff. Find Ellie's pizza shop.
I'm sure it's online and it is.
And be like, I'm Ellie. Hello. Armando and Kenny. It's the day before the wedding, and I'm so excited for them. They're so cute. Do you notice that Kenny and Armando have a lot of serious conversations in the car? They had two big serious conversations this episode.
It's like their private space.
Their little private space, yeah. Kenny's telling Armando about the kid's reaction to the adoption news, and
it was not good.
No, it was. He did talk about there was lots of tension and lots of tears, and there definitely was.
Lots of tears.
If I was Armando, I would be hurt from hearing about the kid's reactions. But I thought Armando was really understanding, I guess, because he does say, I'm the reason that their dad is not there.
Right. To them, they might feel like I took, you know, their dad away from them.
Which is essentially what happened. It's much more beautiful than that, but if it's coming down to just... But,
I mean, it's also your grown-ass kid, so...
Yeah, you know, with your own kids. Kenny says he thinks that his kids are past that, in the sense of Armando taking Kenny away, and they are 100% not.
They're definitely not.
No, past I mean, that, look I at know. How Cooper's well, mom acted at the airport, and no. And in the car ride home, this is so fresh to them. Okay, something I wanted to point out. When Kenny's talking about his kid's reaction to the adoption news, he kind of seems to be wavering. He's going to take... It sounds like he's taking their reaction into consideration. Am I blowing that up? Did you view it that way or did you not? Am I giving you a lot of pressure right now?
No, because even when Kenny and Armando went to the adoption place to just, you know, talk to kids and kind of... I mean, he's already kind of like wishy-washy on the subject.
Yes.
I think that sort of made him lean just a little bit more. Again, he's already like kind of wishy-washy on it. It kind of made him lean even more towards like, I don't really know if this is right for us.
So that's how I took it as well. Now, I'll come back to this. Breadcrumbs, everyone. We'll come back. Then we bring up Armando's concerns about what his dad thinks about them showing affection on their wedding day. His dad wants them to be respectful, which is not an okay ask. Like, that's not...
Yeah, that's weird to ask someone on their wedding day.
Yeah, you don't get to do that.
If anything, you should be respectful to them.
So, Kenny's bringing up how he feels kind of pressured and whatnot, but then Kenny responds with, just be you. Basically, put that out of your mind. It's our wedding, not his. And I feel like the same response should be to Kenny's kids regarding the adoption.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think it's something between you and Armando, and they need to not really have a strong opinion on it.
Your grown-ass kids shouldn't have a strong opinion.
Yes.
Whether you want another kid.
Yeah, and I just feel like also Armando's dad should not have an opinion on what you do for your wedding day. So I wish kind of Kenny's came with the same energy of you do you when it came to his kids.
And I get what you mean.
Am I reaching here?
No. Because you're trying to picture or paint the picture of this is your lives together.
Yeah.
It's up to both of you to sort of, what do you want with your lives now mm-hmm. that they are joined?
Yes. At this point in your life. I agree.
You know, your kiddos are free to have opinions, but you know, if you and your partner, you're feeling like having a kid or... Mm-hmm. Maybe your partner is very strongly feeling like having a kid. That's something serious between you that you need to talk about and see if you can make it happen. Like, your kids could have opinions, but hey.
They can have opinions, like, but they shouldn't force you or waver your opinions. Your own personal opinions. The next day, we see them waking up on the vineyard and getting ready for the wedding.
Bro.
So bougie.
Where these dudes stay is not where I have stayed in Mexico.
No.
Because they live fucking nice.
They live like a... middle to upper class American way.
Like I'm living
at least at this
wedding,
living
in a fucking spot with no windows.
Nope, and there's usually
what I mean
not
is like
plumbing,
no like glass windows.
Yeah, it's like, just like
we
an
got
opening.
Windows, but like yep. They're living fucking nice.
Electricity's going out all the time. Yeah, no signal. God, they're.
You think they gotta wait for water where they're at?
Fuck no. Fuck no. It's not like where we're at. Yeah, those days where you just don't have water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely not like that there. But as much shit as I'm talking, it was gorgeous.
Really pretty. It makes me want to try some
Mexican
wine.
Yes, I would like to go there, please.
I need to find out where that was. They might have hinted. I don't know if they hinted at like the location.
I wonder if they showed it and I just wasn't paying attention. Yeah, I might rewatch it.
It looked really cool.
Armando again brings up that he's concerned that his dad will think the kiss and things that they will be doing will be disgusting.
Butt slaps?
Be dominant. It's your day. Do whatever you want. I wrote Armando had a good question. Where do you put your hands when you dance? Like, who's, are you doing kind of the middle school rocking back and forth? Are you doing your hands kind of clasped together?
But I feel like the high hand waist thing is pretty.
I feel like that's good.
Because I feel like both partners would feel the same.
I agree.
In that way, yeah.
I don't know. I'm very curious to see what they decide to do because they did not practice.
I feel like someone's going to have hands on hips and someone's going to have hands.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'll be cute regardless. But I wonder what they kind of end up doing on the spot. I wonder if they're going to do parent dances.
Also, their kiss is going to be like the smallest peck.
It's going to be the smallest peck. And I wish it was longer. Screw it. Yeah, enjoy yourself. It's your day. Corey and Evelyn. I have thoughts and feelings.
I don't know why this couple's even together. I'm fucking every episode I watch, I'm fucking confused.
Yeah, why would you subject yourself to this?
Every time Corey explains being with Evelyn, it sounds fucking terrible.
It sounds horrible.
He's like, why would anyone want this? I can't hang out with friends. I have to be down here. I can't see my family. I'm on these rules.
I can't hang out with Raul.
It's her way or the highway. Yep. I have to beg. Well, I mean, I guess he
says he can't make one mistake. I guess he's on thin ice.
I guess he fucked up and did that thing.
I mean,
thing,
did but, he? Did he? Me and well, you always disagree on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is he seems so constricted and just...
Yeah. You can't be yourself. You can't live your life. You pretty much can't be happy.
And every time I'm just like, man, what is keeping you there?
Is the sex that good? Do you think the sex is that good? Because
I don't know, but it's not fucking worth it. Wild to me, like how much this dude can put up with.
Yeah.
And this is like the love of his life. I'm like, dude, there's no fucking way.
Dude, Jenny was so much nicer to you. That's a very simple rule people should follow. Be with someone that's nice to you. If you need to walk on eggshells around your partner, it's not the correct relationship to be in. You should be freely yourself and without fear of repercussion.
This dude's about to have a wedding when he's like the only person on his side.
So we see him video chatting with his brother. His brother essentially says, yeah, we love you. We support you, but we're not going to go. And he gives some very fair reasons. One, world pandemic. Understandable. Two, we've grown apart. I get that. Three is my reasoning. Ingeval's really not easy to get to. You have to go, it's like 3 flights to get to the main city, and then you're taking like our bus ride.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember when she wouldn't meet Corey at the bus station and he had to figure out how to get there?
I need to research this.
So, I mean, you expect these people to do that and your mom to do that?
What did you call it? It's a lot. Like heavy guilt trip.
Oh my God. It was a heavy guilt trip. But this brother gave him shit right back. He gave him very valid reasons.
He's like, dude, you haven't fucking came to visit here.
No, he's like, it almost sounds like Evelyn won't let him visit.
I don't know why he hasn't been back. Maybe like you said, I mean, it is a fucking trek.
Yeah, and it's probably expensive. So I don't know. I feel like the family is now being asked to do something when Corey hasn't matched any of this effort to stay in contact.
Even the way they talked about how he's, disconnected with the family. I was like, fuck, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, and now he wants you to spend $800 to come down there or whatever.
I mean is like the relationship he's in has caused him to sort of be more distant. Yes. I was like, that's really fucked up.
They pretty much said, Evelyn made this strained,
Oh, you had a great point, by the way.
Hmm.
So Corey basically has to, fall in line with their family, learn Spanish, get accustomed to their culture.
Thank you for bringing that up.
But when she was in Washington, she just was holed up in the room. Yeah. Didn't talk to anyone.
Didn't talk to the family. So this is what I said. I said when Corey moved there, because he had to or this relationship was over, he had a list of things he had to do in order for Evelyn to want to be with him. He had to learn Spanish. He had to become part of the family. He had to assimilate to the culture and had to make his own friends. But when she was in Washington, even just to visit, she did nothing. She got him to buy a bunch of clothes for her friends and family. She got cash from him, hundreds of dollars, and she would just stay in the bedroom all day. But she talks about, I would never want to live somewhere this isolated, but you isolated yourself. Okay, the Pacific Northwest can be very isolating. I get that. I mean, we saw Natalie really struggle in fucking Wood. So Evelyn probably didn't have a great time. But I also feel like you're putting a lot of standards on Corey that you couldn't even halfway meet.
It's interesting that he was open to moving all the way to Ecuador. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they ever thought about just moving somewhere else in the States. Like, could Corey not live anywhere else in the States?
No, it was Ecuador or nothing. They made it very clear.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I feel like I understand that, I mean, couples move away from their families all the time. It's not a big deal. I think what the big deal is the lack of communication and the lack of an effort as a couple to go back and visit the family. Because Evelyn does not care about his family. I don't think she's ever talked to them.
In the back of my mind, every time we're watching these conversations about marriage or coming to the wedding, I always think, I was like, you guys are already married.
I know. They're already married. So come on. He says, I'm only going to get married once. And I'm like, well, you're marrying the same person twice.
Well, did you tell your brother you're already married?
I wonder if his family even knows. I don't think they do. Because she basically made him swear that he wouldn't tell anyone.
I'm just amazed they're together. It really blows my mind.
There's no reason to be.
I don't know how he's still there. It's kind of crazy.
Corey's brother brings up a really good point. He says that Evelyn makes decisions without considering Corey. And I fully agree. Corey then meets up with Raul at the skate park.
This dude came with a skateboard and did no skateboarding.
I think he went up a ramp. How dare you?
Fuck no. They went up to talk on the ramp.
All right. So Evelyn made Corey go tell Raul that he's not invited to the wedding. Let me bring this up. Furious about this. It was too far. It crossed a line for Corey to go to dinner with Raul. When Raul invited two of his friends that were female, that crossed the line. And means you're not invited. But Evelyn fucking this dude multiple times was not reason enough to not be involved with this guy and not come to the wedding.
Well, it was interesting that Evelyn lets them be friends, even though that was her
previous point. Why is she friends with him?
I don't know.
There should be no communication if you have an issue.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. It's weird.
What Evelyn wants is what Evelyn gets. Everything.
That whole, not even love triangle, that friendship triangle is fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I did like that Raul had the balls. He's like, I'm fucking going to the wedding. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Why are you so badly want to go to this wedding? That's weird too.
I don't know.
Just chill.
You're fine.
You don't need to see the girl you fucked a few times get married. It's fine. I thought it was funny to see that Raul is the second person to say Evelyn gets whatever she wants, basically at the expense of Corey. This episode alone, we've heard that twice. There's just, Corey, stop. Go home.
Do you think a lot of these couples are going to be invited back?
Yes, and we're going to see them on so many seasons, and it sucks. All these couples are, I bet. Every single one of them.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to the new blood on just the regular 90 day.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
So then we can see them for 20 years. Last but not least, Jenny and Sumit. Jenny is not allowed to the family event, shocking, but they fully love her and support her. But she still cannot be around the family.
It'll be interesting if they ever actually do get married. So now they'll be married and Jenny won't be allowed to the event.
Yes, perfect. And Smith will still go without her. He won't draw that line in the sand.
He won't just say, no, I'm not going.
Yeah, if she can't go, then I'm not going. Nope, he'll be like, okay, have a good day, Jenny. Fucked up. They're outside talking and Smith is just profusely sweating.
He was fucking stressing. And then Jenny was talking up the... Well, we're going to get married soon.
1 month and so excited.
And so his face was like, fuck, I got to tell her.
And he told her. And honestly, her reaction was not even bad.
I know. I love how the show cuts it. Like, she's going to freak out as soon as she tells him.
Nope. She was super calm. She talked about him, about his fears, and his reasons were so dumb.
The way he's talking, he's pretty much saying anything he can without just saying, hey, I just don't want to be married to you.
Yeah.
I like having you as a you know, partner and a friend and, you know, someone I confide in, but I don't really want to get married to you.
He says to her, you should support me by understanding. She's been really understanding for the past 10 years.
You guys have been living together for like 2 or 3 years, right?
Yep. Like, I mean, this go around. How many more times was she already going over there? And then he started hinting that Jenny is controlling him, that he's only going to do this when he damn well pleases. I don't know.
I get Jenny's side. Like, I have to fucking leave if we don't get married. Like,
yeah.
I have to leave.
Continually, yes. Like, you want me to come back and forth just so you can have things your way so you can be comfortable? It's not a fair expectation. Submit telling Jenny to calm down cracked me up because that would blow me over the edge.
I feel like Jenny's in a really weird place in her life because
she is.
She's essentially retired.
Yes.
She's in her upper age. She has a dude she's really into, she's in love with. It's almost like she's committed so much already. Like, she can't really walk away. Like, if she walks away, I mean, what? Like, she probably thinks, like, what is there for me if I walk
away? Exactly. She really did give up everything. She sold everything.
Like, if I give this up, like, what am I really going to?
Starting over again. See, I'm saying somehow stay in India and just date someone else. Live your life in India, just not with him. Sumit says he will call the lawyer himself if he's not forced. He's, like, throwing it completely on her. I mean, and it's not fair.
If they keep going on for a couple more years, fuck, she might just become a Hare Krishna and fucking get that, like, religious waiver thing.
Maybe. Might be faster than this wedding. If I were Jenny, I would not be here when Sumit comes back. I'm not waiting for you. No, this is it.
Wow.
Packing whatever I need and I'm out of there, even if it's just a hotel next to the airport and figuring out when I can get back. I'm not... You still went to this thing after this fight? I'm not hanging out and waiting for you. This woman's whole life has been... I don't want to say whole life. That's dramatic.
Yeah.
The past decade has been waiting for Sumit. Waiting to tell his parents. Waiting for him to be open.
Well, finding out that he was married.
Yeah. Waiting for the divorce. Come on. Waiting for the astrologer. Waiting for the universe to align. And here we are.
I've heard some online chatter just of... Like, folks are really bored of this couple.
Yes, because it's been so long and we're in the exact same spot.
Yeah, it's like a loop of their storyline. Like, nothing has happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's been years of just the same storyline.
Exactly.
It's almost like, unless something significant happens, like, they totally break up or they get married and we see the aftermath of that.
Yeah.
What's the point of following this couple?
I have no answer.
No.
Jenny goes to talk with her friend at the temple, and let me just say, life goals to be more like this woman. I want to be calm and centered and have good advice. She's great.
Yeah, really good advice. She has a really calming voice, too.
I know. She seems like a great person you'd want in your life.
Mm-hmm.
She says that Sumit is getting all the perks without any of the responsibilities. Excuse me, this is Jenny's friend talking from the temple. Mm-hmm. Let him feel how important you are. The day you leave is the day he will make a decision. Some strong words. I like it.
Nah, she leaves. Sumit's going to be like, deuces.
No, I really think Sumit would act like he's so sad and heartbroken.
Maybe.
Do you think he would try to convince her to come back?
No.
I think so. I think he's still going to try to fuck with her. It's really sad to hear Jenny say that she feels more love from Sumit than she has felt from anyone else ever in her life.
So, I mean, this man, when you say things like that, you can't go. Like,
exactly. That's why she's stuck.
What are you going to? Like,
yeah.
There is no one else.
So if she's comparing this to the past and this is the best she's ever had, that fucking sucks.
Man, I wonder if, Jenny must have had some shitty dating experiences.
Absolutely.
Or relationships.
Yeah, just things didn't go well or they were never good. Anything else on them?
No, but I mean... I'm waiting to see if they're actually going to get married. And
I mean, it looks like it on the next time.
Maybe it'll be the next episode. But they give you just a hint of maybe it won't happen.
They have to. All right. On the next time on, it's wedding day for Kenny and Armando. Do you think this is the last episode of the season? It must be, right?
You know, I was looking at the number. I believe it's episode 14.
Yes. Isn't it usually 15 in a season?
It seems weird to have odd. I don't know. Is it weird to have odd like seasons?
I wonder if I could just look at a TV guide and
that would be fine, but I feel like they're going to somehow drag it out.
Probably.
Like we're going to see them. Now they're going to be at the altar and cut.
Oh, you're probably right. And then it's like the first kiss is next episode. Damn, I can see them really pulling this out.
While we talk about this, I'll look at season two's length.
Okay. So, going back to next time on, it's wedding day for Kenny and Armando. We see Steven inviting the cats to the wedding, the stray cats in the neighborhood. He is corralling them, putting them in their little carriers, and going to take them to the wedding. Thoughts on that?
Oh, for her friends?
Yeah, that'll be her friends and family.
I think it's a cute gesture. I think it's kind of creepy that you just get
an execution.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, I love cats. That's super sweet to think of that. Because Alina obviously loves cats as well, but I don't know if I'd want a bunch of stray cats just hanging out. Also, these poor cats, are you just keeping them in the carrier the whole time? Or are you letting them out and then they're going to be lost in a new area that they aren't even living in?
I'm curious where this wedding's even going to be, where you're putting these fucking cats.
Are these taxi drivers taking the cats? There's so many logistical questions. We also see Jenny and Sumit getting married, question mark. She has
an outfit on.
An outfit, a bunch of flowers. She's talking to someone, we don't know who, a woman, that basically says that she doesn't agree with Jenny and Sumit not telling the family that they are getting married until after the wedding.
There's absolutely no way we're at the fucking end of this season.
Maybe it's a shorter season.
Season one. You know, yeah, take it with a grain of salt. Season one, with all the tell-alls, part one and two, was 22 episodes.
Mm.
Season two, with everything, was 22 episodes.
Oh, and we are on 13, 14? What is this?
I believe this is 13, but we're going to have 14 coming up. So we are not even close.
Maybe they had to cut it short because there really is not much going on this season.
Maybe they'll cut it short, but money is money, so I doubt it.
What would they talk about for viewerships. Another...
We're going to watch Kenny and Armando almost getting to the wedding for about 5 episodes. It's going to be like those Dragon Ball Z episodes where the guy's screaming for like 3 episodes. So, yeah.
I really hope not. I
feel like I'm talking shit to the show I like to watch, but it is what it is.
So, Jenny and Sumit getting married? Question mark. Then we see that Ari does not want to go with Benny, but I assume she does.
I would say she goes.
I think so, too. And then we see Corey and Evelyn getting married. Well, prepping for the wedding. Again, this could go on for 5 episodes. We see them prepping for the wedding. And Evelyn has come up with a hand signal with her sisters for when she wants to flee the wedding. When she wants to leave Corey at the altar, is what I assume.
But does she forget that she's already married?
Yeah, so what does it matter? Because I assume they're still not doing it in a church.
I don't know. It's fucking weird.
Their whole storyline is fake. They've lied to us for seasons. And I'm over it. What's the point of any of this? You're already married.
Yeah, no idea.
You can just stop pretending now.
I'm curious what the fans think of this. I haven't seen any like Twitter stuff.
I haven't seen anything from this episode.
From this episode, but it would be interesting to see everyone else's opinion.
Yeah. Man, she successfully isolated this man from everything and everyone. She made it so his life only revolves around her, and she is the only one that he can essentially talk to and depend on.
I'm just torn. I don't know.
I'm just saying that's a red flag. Take that as you will.
If I was there, I'd be fucking out, dude. Yeah. I'm sorry, Corey.
I'm not tiptoeing around anyone. Okay. That's not a very happy note to end on, but but it is what it is. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Do you have anything else for this episode, I guess?
No, but just an update, depending on what happens next Sunday, we might have a delayed posting by a day or two.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm running a marathon on Sunday, so I don't know how my body's going to recover, but thank you guys so much.
I totally forgot about that. Okay, yeah, I'll keep you updated on Twitter. All right, thank you all so much for listening. I hope you guys have a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy, do something for yourself that makes you happy. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.